be able to pick off the quarterback. Yeah. And they have those weapons out there. And they've shown that they can actually be able to perform against the better teams in the league, like the Buccaneers and as well as the Chiefs. That just they've also mental lapse games against the Panthers, which you would expect them to blow the Panthers out the water, and then they lose to that game 21-17 and had a chance to win at the very end on the last second pitch. But it's just they're a very inconsistent team, and I think what you were saying, Squirrel, probably goes back to coaching. So, but we're going to be right back here on Inside the Huddle. We'll be right back talking about the Chargers on some game pick'ems here on Go Mile High.
Great radio you're looking for, you're in the right place.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
In the pocket, over the middle, and that will be caught by Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter faked the handoff. Jackson throws.
Oh, what a grab! Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
And welcome to Denver, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host today, here, Squirrel, on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. With me is Mr. Roddy Lyman and Mr. Carlos Rodriguez.
Yo.
Yeah.
Guys, what a weekend of football, huh? Welcome in. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High, and I am your host today, Squirrel, as always. Got the boys with me. Man, oh, man. I just want to throw it out there again. I beat Carlos in fantasy. I know he's got a lot to say about it.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a lot of football to talk about, guys. I want to bring some headlines to you and see what you guys think about this. The Titans are going to be fined as a team, not as individuals. I know they did an investigation about a few individuals who had a little party, you know, together, a little get-together outside of COVID regulations. So what do you guys think about this? Should this be, you know, a big fine, a small fine? What, in your minds, what should technically happen here, guys?
Well, with Gruden getting fined $100,000 and some others with some high price, I wouldn't be surprised it would be a mil.
$1 million.
Yep.
That's easy for
that's easy.
A billion-dollar organization. I think it's going to be something significant, unannounced, basically, which is going to – something's going to hurt this team. I think they should go ahead and take a draft pick if that's the case.
That's still on the table.
I think you take a draft pick. Give up a draft pick.
That's still on the table, according to Adam Schefter from ESPN.
Now, we all know the importance of first, second, maybe third round draft picks, but beyond that, I mean, for your fourth through seven are just hopefuls. Hopefully they get in the team squad. Hopefully they may get, you know, most seventh rounders, sixth and seventh rounders don't even, you know, make the roster. But
that'd be a shame.
That would be pretty bad. Yeah. Now I would love to know who determines which pick they get rid of, because Like
first
I'm saying,
rounder. You get a first rounder.
No way, dude. No
you get
way.
Rid of first rounder. Sorry,
you work too hard to get your first rounder.
They about to go to a Super Bowl. That first rounder is not going to mean nothing to them.
Well, no. That,
I mean,
I think that's
I mean,
what
you
you're
understand.
Wrong.
Yeah, you understand I mean, what I'm saying. But.
And I mean, in a technical sense, I know you're a little there, but you know, first round draft picks are everything.
Yeah.
You know, your first pick in the draft means more to you than most of anything. So, The team fine, I do agree with. I like it. You know, something needs to be done. I don't know if $1 million is going to do it. Cause
yeah, $1 million.
I'm sure
$1 million.
Yeah. I'm sure Derrick Henry will just say, hey, I'll take that fine. No problem, guys.
Nah.
You know,
he ain't taking that fine.
No, ain't nobody taking that fine. But
see how he's been running? He's on my fantasy
boy,
team.
Boy, oh boy, has he been running. I want to put a little stab out here, guys. the World Series starts tonight. I know it's a football show. Mm-hmm. I don't really like talking about anything else. Mm-hmm. But World Series is big. Tampa Bay, the Dodgers. Dodgers came back. Tampa Bay nearly gave up there 3-0.
One city about to be double champions. You realize that?
Yeah, dude. Which could be crazy because, look, Tampa won hockey.
Yeah.
They got a chance to win baseball. And I'll tell you what, with Tom Brady behind center and the way they beat Green Bay the other day, I mean, I could see him going to a Super Bowl. Could it be? Come on, Roddy, you're rolling your eyes, but is that too far of a stretch? Am I being too easy on it?
You got Seattle. You got still got Green Bay out there. You know, they just got them.
I was
mollywopped
about to say,
them.
I don't think Tom Pittsburgh. Brady cares.
Pittsburgh. Well, that's AFC, but yeah. You got them Bears. You got the Bears who just beat them. Mm-hmm. So I don't see – again, I told you from the beginning here, I just think this is just a hype team, just a beautiful centerfold team, you know, that just, you know, just sees themselves. Just because Tom Brady there, we're going to the Super Bowl this year. I don't see enough that they can do a coach. There's not enough pieces there in Tampa Bay for them to win the Super Bowl, I believe.
You don't think they have enough pieces to win the Super Bowl?
Nope.
Carlos?
Too many injuries. I mean, Godwin just came back.
Mike Evans still isn't.
He's still 100. Banged up.
He's got his ankle injury.
You know.
Tom Brady is like, what, 105 years old?
And I'll tell you what, dude. He just beat Aaron Rodgers 38-10. 31-10, whatever.
No, Aaron Rodgers beat himself.
No, honestly. Aaron Rodgers had 3.8. More fantasy points than Dak Prescott this week.
Yeah.
like he literally, he had 3.8.
Yeah.
You know, I switched him out. I had him. Like, what the heck, dude?
No.
Throw a pick six. He threw another pick. What did he throw? 120 yards? Something small?
Something tiny. Something very small.
Like, very un-Rodgers-like, especially when Davante Adams comes back, dude. Like, Devontae. Good. Like, you get your star back, and your offense goes to absolute.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. What the heck, dude? What happened in a week? You throw four TDs for 4 weeks in a row. And yes, I'm talking to all my Aaron Rodgers fans that are on my account here. What the heck?
I mean, even Brady only threw for $166. But
that's Brady. He does that.
Yeah.
He lets the team do the work. Aaron Rodgers been throwing four touchdowns a game. For 4 or 5 straight games.
So he did $160, 2 interceptions.
$160, 2 picks.
With a 17.8 quarterback rating.
Is that not a career low?
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but big losses like that usually brings people, brings teams back even harder.
That's fine. But
I'm just saying.
This is what people worry about with Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs all the time. Look at last year. San Francisco ran for, what, 265? Raheem had 230 of those.
Yeah.
Beat him some 40-10. Like, yeah. you can't let this happen. Let it happen right now. Get this out of the way.
It was a bad game by Aaron Rodgers. Let's not even, like,
yeah.
front.
No.
It was a terrible game.
Was it a bad game by Aaron or a better game by Tom?
Like, Tom Brady only threw for 166 and 2 touchdowns.
But like we said, that's a normal Tom Brady, though.
Yeah, that's I didn't see anything Tom Brady did special for that team to win. I mean, it was defense that won. If it was anything, it was Tampa Bay's defense that kind of just frustrated Aaron Rodgers.
Levante David with a pick, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And
pick six, right?
Yeah, he was the one to pick six. And then it was who else had a pick? But, yeah, I don't know why people are sleeping on that Tampa Bay defense. They got a number one rush defense in the country.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well,
they got a great defense, and if Tom Brady gets on his horse and stays like the king he is in football, come on. I mean, this Tampa Bay is going to be a tough team to beat.
Well, they did some wheeling and trading during the game.
Yeah, and that I can't believe that really was I think it's probably the biggest story. If anybody doesn't know, I want everybody to hear this, which I love that everybody's coming on and listening. You guys got to hear this. Steve McClendon from the New York Jets, defensive lineman, was traded during the game this weekend at Miami and the Jets. They just decided, hey, at 24-0, we're losing. Defense ain't doing much. Let's get rid of him. Well, lo and behold, he didn't have to go far for his new team or his new home. Carlos, where is Mr. Steve McClendon playing the rest of this season?
In Tampa Bay.
So, the story is, at the end of the game, Mr. Steve McClendon did not board the airplane, but took two steps into a vehicle, drove to Tampa.
I'm not getting on a Jets plane.
And continued his career with a winning team in a better organization 4 hours from where he did go to play. Never have to go back to New York again.
Yep.
Yeah, go get my
man,
stuff.
Man, what a story. Go get my stuff in the hotel, and hey, can you guys just drive me to Tampa? I'm already home.
I'm good.
Boy, what a story.
He's like, thanks for the ride.
Yeah.
Jeez, for real. Thanks for the free plane ticket all the way down.
I mean, yeah, I got it from here. I'll just take the Uber over here to
Tampa. Isn't that something?
Well, you know, he got there quick, too, because of COVID. So he's going to have to sit.
Right.
So he wanted to get there as quick as possible so that he can do his passes, his physical, and sit in a hotel room for a week.
Yeah, no, it's perfect.
So the quicker the better.
He went from 0-5 to 4-2 real fast.
Yeah, and he's going back to Todd Bowles, where he actually played for in years past, his former head's Jets.
Yeah, a
head
little
coach, and it's not going to take long for him to get right back in the thick of things.
Same system.
So it's just a great story. It's just so funny, you know.
It's amazing, dude. It's amazing how the world works. And listen, if I was McClendon, like Roddy said, I wouldn't have got on that plane either.
What's the point
of me going back to New York when I'm already here?
Y'all already traded me during the game.
You traded me during the game. Y'all couldn't even wait till I walked off the field to say, "Hey, sorry, bub. We don't need you anymore."
As soon as they would have told me, I would have been like, I'm
done. I'll tell you what. They'd have said that at halftime.
Playing for the Jets?
You what?
The J-T-E-S?
You telling me you're going to get rid of me?
Don't worry, I got the cab money. Thank you.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome if you saw, like, they were showing a video of him with pads on and everything, getting in a car and just taking off.
I'd have been like, yeah, I guess where I'm going, fellas. Yeah. We getting blown out, 24 zip? They're about to bring Tua in. I'm going to go ahead and play with Tom Brady for a minute. That's what I'm about to do.
Yep.
I'm about to go over here and play and see what Tom Brady's all about.
His cheeks are hurting from smiling for 4 hours all the way there.
Cheeks are hurting from smiling all the way to Tampa. I'm not sure what the heck they got going on there in New York. But we'll talk about it, guys. NFL breakdown coming up after the break. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Shipping of online orders over $49, you can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by. Y'all ready for this?
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, on Inside the Huddle here on GoMileHigh.com for the Beyond Air Network. Squirrel, Lyman, and Carlos, guys, giving it to you. The NFL breakdown from last week. I'll tell you what, man. We had a heck of a weekend going on this past weekend. And, Jesus, some scores were just out of hand. Like, what about that Tennessee-Houston game out of hand?
That was a great game. I don't know. That was a great thing. It was basically like Deshaun Watson knew right at the coin toss he lost the game. He's like, I'm not even going to get a chance. You're just going to get this ball to Derrick Henry. He's just going to run it down the field.
Hang on, man. I mean, he had a chance. Now, hold up. They had a chance to win that football game.
Well, I'm talking about overtime.
No, overtime. Did you see his reaction when
when he lost the coin toss? He just knew it.
Well, I didn't hear you say overtime. I'm sorry. Yeah. The whole head down and the
It was like the old shucks.
He was done. Yeah,
it's okay. But I think he had a heck of a game to keep him in it. You know, it's just Tennessee plays a different style of football. You know, Tennessee plays a real complementary game of football where the running game complements the passing game, and the passing game opens up the run game. You know, and the way they play defense is just second to none sometimes. I mean, it's just hard to really get through Tennessee at the moment. They seem like they're – I mean, there's some people that are putting Tannehill in the MVP race.
Yeah, they got the two MVPs, I believe. You got Tannehill and Derrick Henry.
Which we know Derrick Henry is MVP. But.
Yeah, I mean, he can come out and get it. Nine quarterback can come get that MVP. He's in that talks of being in the MVP race as well. Mm-hmm. But Ryan Tannehill is playing outstanding football, 30 for 41, 364, and four touchdowns in that game. I never seen Tennessee as a passer.
Is it me, or are those unrealistic Tannehill numbers, though?
Those are real Tannehill numbers.
No way.
Those aren't
Tannehill average numbers all the
those
time.
Those are, I mean,
no, they're
now,
above average.
They're above way average. Above average.
Yeah, they're above average.
But that's his talent now. I think that's the type of quarterback you have right now. He found his fit. He found his system.
Play action. You got the run game that helps you out. That opens your passing game up a lot. And Tennessee's shown you don't need the greatest quarterback to have a good team. You just need a quarterback that's decently accurate.
Just like Nick Foles in Chicago.
Knows how to play his role. Right. Knows how to play football. And if you give him the pieces, he can work with them.
Well, testament to the Tennessee Titans coaching staff too, because they during the offseason they actually simplified their plays. So instead of having a book of like 160 pages, it's down to like 60,
which is easy, bro. Like,
right.
And why do you need 160 plays? You run an average of 70, right? Am I 60 wrong?
60 to 70 a game.
Yeah. So I mean, what'd you say? Tannehill was 30 or 40.
And 30 or 41.
41. So 41, and I'm
364
sure,
yards.
How many carries Derrick Henry had?
22.
So look, there's 12. There's 63 plays within those two people there. So, you know what I mean? What do you need 190 plays in a playbook for?
No, you don't. But I'm just saying, a lot of teams still do.
Why? That's what I'm asking. Why?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
You can't run them all. You're not going to run them all. Three-fourths of them are funny trick plays in weird situations that you would use. You know, there's a lot of them that are one play and one type of play. That's it. You can't use it anywhere else but third and seven or whatever the heck they have written on their stupid little boards.
Well, I'm pretty sure Kansas City's is that long.
Well, Kansas City's is about 400 plays long.
All right.
They have so many different packages they can use.
But they allow, I think they allow Ryan Tannehill to ad-lib whenever possible, same as like they do with Patrick Mahomes there in Kansas City. You know, if he's not staying in a pocket as much, you know, he's up there, he ad-libbing plays. He's allowed to, you know, give him a little bit more freedom that he didn't have in Miami. So he's out there playing stellar. Stellar mm-hmm. football. Like I said, he's in the MVP race as long as and Derrick Henry. I think those two tandem right there is unstoppable. They're a top three team for sure.
You still got Russell.
Oh, yeah. No. Russell's still my winner. Russell Wilson is still my winner MVP this season. But I'm not mad if you put Tannehill in there. I'm not mad if you put Derrick Henry in there.
Titans need to win the Super Bowl to pay off these fines.
So no. Let's talk about this. We got another rookie. It's going to start, guys, this week. Tua Tagovailoa is going to be starting for the Miami Dolphins.
They're on a bye this week?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Following week.
Mm-hmm. November 1st.
Against, was it the Rams?
The Rams.
Boy, what a test for Tua.
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean,
explain that, because I'm with you. I don't get it either.
I mean, I like that, you know, the kid's getting a start, but – Miami's not in trouble.
I mean, that's a little. It's a little late.
No. I mean, it's not late.
You're 3-3. If you were 1-5, okay, throw him in.
Yeah, throw him in.
But dude, Fitzpatrick's not doing that.
Fitzpatrick just came off a pretty decent game.
He just came off a goose to Gase.
Yeah,
you like how I did that.
Yeah, goose to Gase.
I mean, he threw for 18-27, 191, 3 TDs. I mean, a lot of that was the Dolphins defense. He was working with a short field most of the game.
Typically throws 4 touchdowns and 4 picks. You know, that's a typical day for Fitzpatrick.
But now you're going to throw him in. I mean, you saw a half a series with this kid, and now, like, he didn't even get the first down. He threw 2 passes, didn't get past beyond the 10-yard line, I don't think. And then it was like, oh, we've seen enough. Let's let him start.
Let's talk about how.
If I'm Fitzpatrick, sure I'm the man in the trade right now.
I'm about to say.
I'm the man in the trade.
I mean, how many teams are you going to play for, though? He's working on Team 7 or something like that now.
But he was also there to mentor Tua.
I get that. I get that. He knew that his time was numbered when he, you know, signed up for the gig.
But you got the Dolphins at the best record they've had at this time, at this stage in a season in a while, at 3-3.
Yeah, I'm 3-3.
And you're going to say, oh, now it's time to put in Tua?
The offense is vibing off of me. I'm doing my will.
What is going on in Miami?
Good. At least give me a chance to like mess up before you bring the kid in, and hand it over to the Rams.
They switching quarterbacks.
I want to see Tua. I want to see Tua play. But if I'm
what is it about Miami, man? They're trading people in the middle of games. They're switching a quarterback when they're on a winning streak. What the heck's going on with Miami?
Yeah, it's just they. I think they're just trying to make a statement and get some more viewerships. You know, get some more get some more excitement coming
in.
They
need some talent before they get some viewers.
I mean.
Well, that was the Jets are. I think the Jets are already preparing for the trade deadline in 2 weeks.
I think Miami can have a full stadium and still people didn't show up.
let's do a few of these little breakdowns from last week, guys. Hometown Denver. Denver took a game off of the Patriots. I know Carlos, you didn't pick that, and nope. I don't know if Roddy had that on his.
Nah, I didn't have it.
What do you guys think about the Broncos this week?
No one had it.
Nobody thought the kicker would have kicked that Mayfield coach.
You mean all the points?
All the points. I mean, come on. What was it, McManus?
I don't know if there's a question of who's the MVP of the week. You know?
Nah,
he's the special teams player of the week.
I mean, kicked all 18 points. He scored 23 in fantasy.
I heard a crazy stat. If Philip Lindsay rushes for 100 yards, the Broncos don't lose.
It's true.
They have not lost when Philip Lindsay hits 100 yards.
So the Patriots, for the first time this season, allowed a 100-yard rusher and a 100-yard receiver in the same game.
Yeah, I know. Serious defense.
And Cam Newton, 0-4 against the Bucks, Broncos.
Yeah, no, he doesn't do too well against the Denver boys.
you know, the answer, you know, question that you're right, like, who lost and who won it? The Patriots beat themselves.
I was about to say, did the Patriots lose it or did the Broncos actually win it?
The Patriots lost it. Let's put it as is.
But Philip Lindsay, he came back like that little spark plug that he has something to prove.
The field goal kicker beat the Patriots. Come on. The Patriots lost it.
Let's talk about this goose. Adam Gase couldn't put up a point against the Dolphins.
What do we got to talk about?
Yeah.
Why does he have a job today?
Because he's Adam Gase. First of all,
You leave Miami, go to New York. Your first time back in Miami, you can't score a point.
I don't know.
Why does he have a job?
Here's a better question.
About to say, why did he have a job after losing to Denver for one, and he still has his job now?
Here's a better question. Who will want the Jets job right now? Who will want that? I mean,
I'll be honest. I call Rex Ryan back.
Yeah, he's not taking that job. I mean, if you're taking that job, you're taking it for a paycheck. That's all it is. I mean, that team is a mess. It's been in rebuilding since, the 1999? Yeah. Ever since I've seen the Jets play, probably ever since, you know, Broadway Joe.
I don't know. Let's not waste our breath on the Jets anymore.
It is crazy. Okay. I don't think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. How about them Bears?
How about them Bears? They're 5-1. They
I'm not going to get into
the win streak of the Carolina Panthers.
Are they a for real team?
I don't know yet.
Did you see Nick Foles' press conference?
No, I did not.
Man, you know how quiet he is. He actually lit up the microphone. You know,
well, they're 5-0. Sure, I'm for 5-1. I'm sure they did.
No, he was just trying to get the haters off him and everything else. Hey, we'll win ugly. But still a win.
It's a win.
That's the same. It's a W. Don't make a difference.
They're still figuring some things out on offense.
So is a lot of teams.
Right. But you should check out his press conference. He's actually pretty darn fired up.
I think they're serious. I mean, looking at the rest of their schedule, I can count three games that they're pretty much going to lose with a two-game, you know, buffer in there that they could lose. And if you get that, that's 10-6 right there at the worst. That should be a playoff, especially with the NFC East in there. So, I mean, they are a for real team.
All right.
And I think they need to get some. I mean, the defense is definitely there.
The Pittsburgh defense for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, did you see that?
Yeah.
Took Baker deep for one. All the way back for one and picked him off again. Am I wrong? Two picks from Baker Mayfield.
And he got yanked.
Like, holy cow.
Is Cleveland a fraud? Can we say that now? Is it officially?
No. Because
is it official now?
No. They played Pittsburgh. Come on. Because Pittsburgh's for real. Wait a minute now. You can't say that Cleveland.
Baker Mayfield is the meme on Roethlisberger's shoulders. Yeah.
But it's like you can't. I can't sit here and say Cleveland's not for real. They just played second or third best team in the league, dude. Got beat up. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I
tell you right now, the Bears would have got beat up, too.
Well, we have yet to see that.
We
yet to see that, but it's yet and still 38-7. You didn't even compete.
Pittsburgh's defense, dude.
You didn't compete.
So when they
he would have competed, I mean, if they would have, like, hey, if it was, like, you know, 38-24. I would have gave the Browns credit.
Roethlisberger would be back if it wasn't for their defense.
Wow.
That's what he said.
Listen to that.
It's the only reason why he came back from his surgery is because of the best. He said this is the best defense he's ever had.
Well, so we got some more NFL coming up after the break. Guys, this is GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network.
This is Ducello Asserts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours. What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Shipping of online orders over $49. You can't beat these deals. DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by. Y'all ready for this?
Back, ladies and gentlemen, here on GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network. This is Inside the Huddle, an all-football show. I am your host, Squirrel. Roddy and Carlos are out on the table.
You it up.
Some more NFL guys we're going to get into. I wanted to drop back on the last one, talk about a few things. Indy's big comeback. Do you guys see that? 21 points.
Rivers still got it.
Rivers still got it.
He's
a
probably
little
still
bit.
He's probably still in the ice bath right now, but yeah.
No, he's definitely still in the ice bath, fixing that arm up. I don't think that arm didn't look too great. Sometimes it looks like he like pushes the football out, like he's hoping it gets far enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I'm the only one that sees that, but.
The Bengals' defense is atrocious. I'm sorry.
It was. And I'll tell you what.
It's atrocious. I mean, they're not doing Joe Barrow.
For the Colts
justice.
Technically having the best defense in the league did not look good at all.
I mean, they clamped down in the second half.
Yeah, they shut them up there a little bit. But 21 points first quarter.
Yeah.
Good gracious. Like, yeah. I turned my DoorDash.
Yeah, second quarter.
Turned my DoorDash on, bro, and I wanted to get out of the house. I was like, I can't handle this. Like,
yeah,
like
was
I was upset
atrocious.
That you guys are on national TV doing this. You know, that's what gets me fired up. Like, like, okay, I can understand you do that to Cincinnati. You know, your game's not on ABC or whatever. But good Lord, you guys are sitting here on Fox, blowing smoke to the Bengals, dude.
Falcons.
Atlanta looks. Okay, with no DQ, huh? Like,
it's weird,
right?
I called that game too. I said the Falcons. Mm-hmm.
Who's the interim coach?
Raheem Morris.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris.
Cornell
yes.
is in Houston.
Yeah,
which he's not. He did okay. He did okay.
So that's Dan's Quinn. It was Dan Quinn. I mean, 40 points. That whole offense looked stellar. Of course, it was full.
Weren't they up on Tennessee? About, what, 15, 20 points at a time? No?
Oh, was yeah, it, they were watching? Up on them. Well, they were up on them near 30 points. They started scoring. Yeah, 30.
On Tennessee, right?
Oh, yeah. The Vikings.
No. Oh, yeah. No, no. Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta. My bad. What did I say?
Tennessee. And I'm like, the Vikings. Come on.
Yeah, no. Atlanta was up about 20, 25 points at one time.
Yes, they were.
To the Vikings. So.
23. Yeah. Yeah, so Minnesota came back a little bit at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got me some decent fantasy points.
But Matty Ice, you know, he threw for 371, four touchdowns, no interceptions finally this week. And I don't know. I think it's just
You think it's a fluke game?
I
don't think it's a fluke game. I think the Atlanta Falcons do have the talent.
They got plenty of talent. I mean,
think it just that was just being misused.
If I read you this off as a fantasy team, you got Calvin Ridley, Russell Gage, not to mention Julio Jones, Todd Gurley, and
Matty Ice.
Yeah. Come on,
you got a good squad.
Good Lord!
I mean, Julio Jones finally got over 100 yards.
I mean, he did really good. I mean,
all right,
with two touchdowns.
What I explained to a lot of people about top tier wide receivers, and I'll give you five.
I'll tell you when you're wrong.
Julio, DeAndre, Michael Thomas.
You got two more.
Wow.
I know you're going
to
mess up.
It's kind of hard to put in the lead.
D-Hop
was second.
Yeah, he said D-Hop. So. You're going to mess up?
At the moment, I'm going to put Diggs in there.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And let me give you one more stud muffin.
You're going to mess it up?
Yeah. It's hard. It gets hard after five. You
got
to think.
Go ahead. No, I already got the names, so go ahead.
Oh, you got one.
I already got them. But go ahead. I want to hear your five. Go ahead. Come on. You say you got five. Give me five.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me your fifth one.
I'm going to give you.
I don't know how this is hard.
I'm going to go Amari Cooper.
Wrong.
Let's hear your five.
Get your top four.
Tyreek Hill. I wasn't thinking about
wrong.
Him. Okay, let's hear it then.
Wrong.
Let's hear your five elite.
Your top four.
Okay.
And you can either take Metcalf or Lockett. Go.
I'm definitely taking Metcalf.
Okay.
He's strong. Mm-hmm. He's physical.
Yeah. There you go, your top five. I wouldn't be mad either one, either way.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know how Tyreek Hill wouldn't be a top-tier wide receiver.
He hasn't produced anything this year.
He does. I mean, he produces at least 80 points, 80 yards a game.
Yeah, but they always do him on trick plays.
Yeah. I mean.
I know. And that's what I'm saying.
They're covering him like crazy. It's not that he has not that talent, but they're covering him on every trick play. They know the speed. Mm-hmm. They know his ability. So they're just like, okay, we're not going to let him get loose. They're going to let these other receivers beat us.
To my point about the top-tier wide receivers. Normally, they're doubled. Sometimes, triple watched. You know, DeAndre Hopkins, right. They stare at that guy all day. Four people are looking at him, making sure he doesn't go anywhere.
And he still made a way.
Julio, and that's what I'm saying. That's what makes him so great.
He was only down to like 10 points in the third quarter. I mean, 10 yards in the third quarter.
You're doubled all the time. You still make him play. Michael Thomas, it don't matter how many people you put on him, he's going to jump on you. He's going to make a play. He's going to do something. DeAndre Hopkins, the same way. All these top tier wide receivers, you know, that's a reason. You see them getting 40 yards, 50 yards, 60 yards a game, two catches. They don't have much opportunity because that's why these secondary, Russell Gage and these Justin Jefferson, they're getting all this work.
Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Calvin, they're getting all this work because, you know, everybody's staring at Julio. Everybody's staring at DeAndre. Mm-hmm. What do you got, Carlos?
No, I mean, there's other ones out there.
Let's hear them.
You know, we got Keelan Cole now. He's been over.
Keelan Cole.
I'm just thinking, like, you have these other wide receivers being doubled. Now you have these, like, the Fulghams, you know.
Well, you got like some these new other, you got other, some other ones.
You know, even Patrick on the Denver, he's starting to rise a little
Tim
bit.
Tim Patrick, yeah. They're starting to realize he can catch a football.
Right.
You got T. Higgins for the Bengals.
I like T. Higgins. I liked him in college. When Trevor Lawrence was throwing him the football, dude, I think he was doing great there.
Your boy Claypool.
I'll leave that for the fantasy. I'll tell you how Claypool is doing. Tearing them up. I want to get to a few matchups this week, guys. Thursday night's game. Wow.
Is there a Thursday night game?
Yeah, the Thursday night game.
It's the Eagles against the Giants.
Game of the week, huh?
Game of the week.
Game of the week.
So
W-E-A-K.
So, yeah.
game of the week.
So the Eagles let the fans back in, and right away there was like four fights in the stands, brawls.
I don't know why they even let fans in Philadelphia, dude. Like, you guys won the Super Bowl and burned the city down. Like,
I know. And the thing that took
me off.
What
kind of fans you got in Philadelphia?
So they let fans back into the stadium, and these darn season ticket holders sold them to the Raven fans.
Yeah, it was great.
It was 50% Raven fans and 50% Eagles fans. And beer and everything else. If you go on YouTube, and it was just ridiculous. It was just a poop show.
That'll be the only game Thursday night. I want to talk about a few of the big boy matchups this week.
Oh, we're done talking about the Eagles game?
Yeah, no. We're going to go past that real fast. not much talent there. I don't even think they should be playing this week, those two. Are they both 0-5? 0-6?
Nah, Philly won one.
So Philly does have the one win and the one tie. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
That's what's going to make them win the NFC East. That one tie.
No.
I put $50 down. I told you three weeks ago. I agree.
I definitely agree. So what games we got for this slate that you see that's coming up?
Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's going to be – I think that's probably one of the game of the week, bro.
Yeah, that's the game of the week.
Honestly.
That should be Sunday night game.
That, and then I want you guys to watch out for the 2 o'clock game of Seattle in Arizona. That is going to be a crazy, crazy offensive performance. And what most of them consider the big kahuna here in Denver, they will be playing Kansas City here at Mile High.
In the snow,
because you know, and I know, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we got some snow here coming this weekend.
Yeah, it's wet weather.
To the Denver Metro. Yeah, a little wet weather.
Yeah. They probably have a little ash.
Dude, have you guys been outside, dude?
Oh, my god!
Looks like there's a fire across the street.
I smoked like a whole pack of cigarettes. And
holy
I
cow, man.
I'm not a smoker. I smoked a whole pack of cigarettes just walking.
I want you guys to watch out for this game. This is a big game for both teams, either way, a win or a loss. Because New England is at 500, a very weird number for them. They don't typically look at the 500 number. They're already typically way above it. But they're playing San Francisco.
Well, yeah, they're 2-3 because they missed a week. But
New England's playing San Francisco, which Raheem Mostert just got injured again, which I can't believe.
San Fran's flying all the way out there.
Huh?
So. So
I think they write the ship. New England writes the ship on this one. I don't see. I think that last with the Sunday night game was a fluke. I don't think Jimmy G. I don't think the Rams are as good as everybody thinks they are. I don't think San Francisco is as good as everybody thinks they are. So I just think
Jimmy G. He needs to play well this Sunday because he might get traded.
Oh, he probably will get traded.
You know,
I don't see
Trey Lyons coming up November 3rd, Election Day, and
I think he finished the season out, but I don't see him like you know. Actually being in San Francisco after the end of the season. I don't know where you go. Mm-hmm. Probably the Jets. It's probably the cleanest
I hear
place.
They need a D lineman.
Yeah, right.
But it's not. I want you guys to watch out for this one as well.
Monday night?
Big time NFC South battle. New Orleans is playing Carolina.
Yeah.
Carolina's not looking too bad. We all know how Drew Brees does. Coming off the bye week there.
McCaffrey's coming back week 8.
Yeah, I heard that.
But
I think they're looking better without McCaffrey, honestly.
Do you think New Orleans is for real?
No.
I don't think
New
so.
New Orleans?
New Orleans, the Saints.
Drew Brees cannot
throw past 25 yards anymore.
No, he can't. I don't see. I mean, his old arms is just not doing it. I mean, he needs his reliable receivers. If he doesn't have those reliable receivers, he's not throwing.
To answer your question, is New Orleans for real? You can't ever count out Drew Brees. So you're always going to have to think that they –
I'm counting them out.
I would never count out Drew Brees. We're going to take a quick break, guys. Fantasy football coming up after the break. This is GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
This is Ducello and Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Hey, man. What's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah. I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
DickSportingGoods.com has your fitness set up for the new year. That was online at DickSportingGoods.com. Stop by. Y'all ready for this?
We are in, guys. This is GoMileHigh.com, part of the Beyond Air Network, Inside the Huddle. Jeez, man, we've had a lot to talk about today.
Talking about last
And we haven't even mentioned the two football games from last night. Carlos, you want to take me away and tell me what happened? Because, well, of course I know. I just want you to tell me.
Well, the first game, the Bills and Chiefs game, it was an interesting game. And there's a lot of backstory to it. So Sean McDermott used to be the defensive coordinator with the Eagles when Andy Reid was there for 3 years.
Yeah.
So
that was a great duo.
It was. And the Chiefs ran the ball the most. Last night's game was the most rushes they ever had under Andy Reid's coaching regime at Kansas City.
About to get more.
So now they're going to get back.
About to say.
About to get
so
more.
I think it was just, you know, he knew Sean McDermott's, you know, defensive plays and
now but Le'Veon can't play for what? A few more days?
No. I think he could play next week.
Next week? Okay, yeah, he could play next week. Because I know he didn't play this weekend.
He couldn't because of the protocol. Mm-hmm. He got to have, like, was it three negative tests?
Three negative tests?
And then pass the physical.
Which old Nick Saban pulled out of his, you know what, and was able to coach.
Yeah,
because it's Alabama.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, right. he wasn't sick.
So, what does that do for Le'Veon? I mean, Edwards,
Carlos Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, he did fantastic.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oh, Clyde, excuse me.
But he did fantastic. And
I mean, do you guys honestly think Le'Veon's going to start?
No.
So if I was CEH. I wouldn't be sitting here worried. You know what I would love?
Yeah, I'd be worried.
No,
yeah.
I wouldn't be worried.
I'd be worried.
No. You know why? Because Le'Veon is not that quick. He's not that – no. CEH would blow him down in a 40. You got to be kidding me. Le'Veon is a slow in-between-the-tackles runner. Clyde Edwards-Helaire fits that system
I think, better than Le'Veon will.
Ooh, that's a hot take.
Think about it.
I think that one got to go on the board.
Now, you know, the two offensive systems that Le'Veon has been in.
That one got to go on the board. I'm sorry.
Both of those systems Le'Veon's been in has been built for a running back.
What, the one in the Jets? No, it wasn't for the Jets. The Jets aren't built for anything. Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, no. Pittsburgh, okay.
The Jets run the ball a lot.
Stop smoking weed.
Listen. Pittsburgh, when he was there, ran the offense through him. Am I wrong?
Yes.
When Gacy was there?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah, they, Big Ben.
They ran AB.
So you got to think, Kansas City doesn't run their offense through Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They've never run it through their running back. That's not how they work.
It's just to open up their passing game.
If Le'Veon's going to understand he ain't getting the ball a lot, he's not going to be happy at all.
He's going to get the ball.
I'm not saying he's not going to get the ball.
They wouldn't bring him in if he wasn't going to get the ball.
Well, the thing is,
he's going to see a pretty good percentage of it.
Any read is good picking up.
He's
players.
Good at fitting people in wherever.
No, but I mean, with personality issues. T.O. Okay? He brought back Michael Vick, you know. Mm-hmm. He's dealt with even McNabb in behind the scenes that when he used to be drinking behind the center that no one knew, but everyone else knew in the locker room. But because Andy Reid, he knows how to deal with the adversity, with the psyche. You know, plus he had to deal with his sons personally. And he just knows how to deal with people like that. And Andy Reid would be like, look, just chill out. You'll get maybe 5 or 6 rushes in the first game. Second game, maybe like 10 to 12. But we're going to put you in certain packages, but we got our main man here.
He's going to – I don't agree. I think Le'Veon Bell is going to make his mark in the Kansas City defense.
He made his mark. And Pittsburgh sitting out all that money.
That's Pittsburgh.
Everybody knows exactly what kind of person he is.
Yeah, that's personality. But he's going to have to prove himself if he wants to stay in the league. And he has to prove himself with Kansas City. He has no excuses. Now, he has all the excuses in the world with the Jets. I'm going to give him that. I'm going to give him that credit. Mm-hmm. The Jets are just terrible. They didn't have nothing to do behind them. That's why he wanted to get out of there so bad.
I don't know why.
But
he
has no excuses as a Kansas City Chief.
So maybe Bell's agent was like, look, you lost a lot of money a few years ago. Sit back. Get the Super Bowl win again, and you'll get the bonuses from that.
Mm. What about them? How about them Cowboys, though?
Yeah, the Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Man.
The NFC least, baby.
I mean, atrocious, dude. Like,
oh, my goodness.
Like, Kyler Murray was just doing what? How many
he was playing Madden out there, wasn't he?
Or did Kyler Murray pass himself the ball there?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see that?
It looked like he was like a remote. Somebody was controlling with a remote control out
there.
Is he even allowed to do that? It's just crazy. I mean, he said, like, I've never lost in Dallas.
We got Madden. Yeah.
I never lost at the Star, baby.
Now, I don't know if you guys know, but Kyler Murray, the reason they say he's 7-0 in Dallas.
Because of college.
Well, high school. That goes back to high school. He played in Texas.
Yeah.
He played DeSoto High School 3 times. Blue, you know, 45, 41, big time games like that.
Yeah, he had family members in there.
Won those three.
He put on
and now he's won 4 more in AT&T Stadium. Jeez, man.
It was just.
But for fantasy reasons, I want to tell you about it. What's Le'Veon going to bring to the table as a fantasy player?
No. Like I said, not much. Not until.
I think
maybe if they're like fantasy playoff weeks, like weeks 16, 17, 18, you know, they're going to maybe he'll start scoring more at that point, but not right away.
I don't think so. I think about week 10, he gets his legs underneath them. He's going to challenge CEH for that top running back spot. I mean, they wouldn't have brought him in if they were like completely confident.
Well, no, they brought him in because they were like, oh, well, Le'Veon Bell's free. Okay.
I mean, Le'Veon Bell could have went to a whole different other team.
Le'Veon Bell, 2 years ago, was the best running back in this league. Like, I'll think about it.
So, do you think the chefs picked him up so no one else can have him?
Well, they picked him up because he's a top running back that had a year or two on a third team.
Right.
Listen, you put him back in that Pittsburgh offense where he was. Oh my gosh, dude. He's a 25-point game fantasy player every week. Now, he'd probably get you four.
No.
Four? No. You think four is too low or too high?
Too low.
Really? Too With low. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, you gotta imagine they're gonna split everything.
Yeah. I mean, Cleveland was doing a pretty good job with Chubb and Hunt.
Boy, they got a cool-headed monster there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think that Kansas City was going for when they saw Le'Veon Bell out there. We have to have ourselves a two-headed monster as well.
How upset is Kareem Hunt right now?
Pretty upset.
Why is he upset?
Well, because he
has no choice.
You left Kansas City. Well, you didn't leave. You got booted.
No, he got booted.
Let's say he got booted
by booting someone.
Yeah, no, I know where I left. He got kicked out.
Because he kicked somebody.
And now they're world champions, and you sitting over there in Cleveland, second string behind a stud, Nick Chubb, let's say that.
He's playing now. Chubb's hurt.
No, I know Chubb's hurt, but if Chubb's healthy, Hunt ain't starting.
You can't go back to the past. Always look towards the future.
Look toward the future. You messed up. I mean,
yeah.
Wise words from an old man.
He's got to be counting his lucky stars that he's playing in the NFL right now after the tape surface of what he did.
There's a few of them people. Joe Mixon, same thing.
I mean, I think Le'Veon Bell should have been one. We talked about this a few weeks ago. He should have been maybe with the Eagles.
Nah.
Or Chicago. We talked about Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago made sense.
But the Eagles said that they have all their running backs are, yeah, but they keep getting hurt. Their number one running back this week for the Eagles is Boston Scott. And he's the backup. And
I think he's the best running back on the team.
Better than, Miles Sanders. Yeah. And speaking of fantasy, the reason Miles Sanders gets the fantasy
is because they don't trust anybody else, right. And he's the only person literally on that offense that does.
He's the number one running back for transactions this week. Already.
Of course,
yeah, in fantasy,
he's the only person on the team that does anything. He's the only thing. He's the only person worth trading for.
Right.
You know, I mean, who? How many people in your league got Wentz? Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he put up what a year high 29 points yesterday.
Did you see that halftime show yesterday? When they were, like, all high on Wentz.
Like
Terry Bradshaw and
And the week before, they were throwing him in the dumpster. So, right. Terry Bradshaw and the boys, man, they can play all they want, but their analytics are just sometimes just absolutely terrible.
They were just like, he's still the great, good for, I was like, different systems. I don't know. And if... You're gonna see. Put it Thursday night football. Get back to that. Speaking of fantasy points, and Jalen Hurts will probably, I think, there'll be at least
easiest
10 to 15 plays.
What, next week?
This Thursday. They're gonna try him out in different situations because it is the Giants, and I think they're gonna work him in.
Yeah, that's a good point. Put it on the board.
Great point. Put it on the board. That's a hot take for today, ladies and gentlemen. This will be our show here on Inside the Huddle. Stay with us. We have another hour of the Press Box coming up here from 4 to 5 with me, Jake, and Mr. Carlos again, I believe. Stay tuned, everybody. This is GoMileHigh.com, a part of the Beyond Air Network.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's two answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft.